morning. Warren County Board of Supervisors, February 18th, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? I have none. Any department heads and elected officials? Terry Johnson, Warren County Auditor.
We're just looking forward to the exciting special election on March 3rd. We've had a few absentee voters, which has been nice. But other than that, we're busy in the office and preparing for that special. And don't forget, I think you guys announced it the last time, but that we need, if anybody is interested in serving on the Veterans Affairs Commission, that please send a letter, I guess, to my office.
Sometimes Bob or somebody that's already there, that knows somebody that's...
And I had mentioned that to Bob, and if, you know, if there was anybody that was, that they had in mind. But I said if he didn't have anybody in mind, I said we'll go ahead and put a notice out there that we're looking forward, we're looking for somebody to serve on the Veterans Affairs Commission.
Thanks, Terry.
That's all I have.
Krista Hogenmiller, Local Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. We're getting ready to do our immunization clinics at the school. So that's kind of all we have going on.
Thank you. Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything for you guys at this time, so...
That's good news for the department.
That's always good news.
Doug Irvine, Jail Administrator.
Good morning. Keeping busy. We have two trials, jury trials going on at the same time, so parking might be a little scarce down here. Keeping up with that, got our new fingerprint machine. It probably doesn't excite anybody except for our jail staff. That's long overdue. Population this morning is about, it's at 89, but five of those can be returned back to prison or back for trials and for some court that happened yesterday.
Okay, that's, they just bring them back and you store them for a few days till they testify?
Yeah, till they testify. A couple of them had to come back for court yesterday just to get sentenced on some other stuff. So yeah, unfortunately they have to go back to Clarinda, so it's a day-long trip, so...
Okay.
I'll probably get that arranged for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Those, oh. Who's the second trial? I know they've got the one guy.
We have a, I think it's a theft first or something. They have one downstairs.
Thank you, Doug. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Yeah, we had our regional meeting last week on Wednesday and talked a lot about the governor's proposal and of course, how much money our region will lose in that proposal and the fact that we're going to have to focus on core services more than non-core and things like that. And they had the Muscatine County second vote, again saying no to joining our region. Each meeting we get more people on the children's mental health side that keep joining us, so we have discussions about children's mental health too, so... good meetings. Some of it was depressing, but overall, we need to talk about it.
Thanks, Ken. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Just kind of run-of-the-mill weather, really. Sometimes it's frosted and sometimes it's raining. It just depends on what you're going to get, I guess. It is the time of year where you got to be really careful on the roads to get chloride. It could be nothing slick at all in the whole county, and for some reason the fog or the little bit of drizzle will freeze on those chloride roads. It's just, they're just a little different animal. So, and it can be very, very spotty on those. So just something to pay attention to. I want to mention it's legislature time up in Des Moines, which tends to be the time that dumb stuff comes out of Des Moines early.
Nothing safe from the legislature from safe.
I don't know why to sugarcoat that, because every year you just wonder what in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I know where it comes from, but I'm not gonna say it on record. Anyway, I wanna mention just a couple. There may be more. I haven't put a lot of time into this, but the County Engineer Association has a legislative, one county engineer dedicates his couple months of his life to paying close attention to legislature, and so he gives updates online. I just started to get into them a little bit. I wanna mention just a couple of them. One is Senate File 2122. And this is a little, this legislator's actually been really good to talk to, so I may touch base with her. I'm assuming this is due to a one-time, some constituents unhappy would be my assumption. I think that's like 95% of them.
Never attribute to an accident something you can attribute to malice.
Anyway, it has to do with sea levels, and we have 8 sea levels. Those are basically dirt roads that are gated, if you're not sure what a sea level is. We don't proceed with the sea level in our county unless all adjacent landowners have signed a petition for it. And oftentimes that holds it up because somebody isn't interested. So what I'm getting with is that all of our sea levels are because the adjacent landowners requested it, they all signed something, and then the board went ahead and we went through a process and it was approved. The language that they've come out with, and it's a legal classified road, but the language they came out with mandates that all sea levels go all the way from basically the point of entry to the other point of entry. So from an intersection to intersection is how I would interpret that, although it's not written well, so who knows what they were thinking. What I'm getting at is that if that were to pass, literally every single sea level that we've been done would no longer be a legal sea level, and it would probably have to back up to be in an open dirt road again, which means a lot of times these things basically get grown over. The farmers use them a little bit, but there's typically a segment in the middle that gets very, very little use. And we have a lot of these where there's a gravel portion on one end or both ends where there's a house, and then the sea level starts after that. And so the language just doesn't make sense. Like I said, I'm sure somebody's unhappy somewhere. I can't fathom that all the way across the state, and I don't think there's a ton of sea levels in the state of Iowa, but there are some. So that I filled in a survey that said that it would pretty much go directly against what the residents here requested, because that's exactly basically where the gates end up, is wherever the residents request and where we are willing to make that happen. So there's just a middle ground. So that's one thing, because it would not be a small amount of time with a dozer and other stuff to get these things back to being full B-level open roads. And bluntly, the landowners won't be happy at all, because they were unhappy enough to come and ask for that, because it's kind of a pain in their butt. They have to open a gate every time they want to get in and out. Typically, they happen because people are tired of trash being dumped on the property, or drugs. That's a common thing. They're tired of drug paraphernalia and people doing stuff on their property that they're not supposed to be. So, anyway, that's Senate File 2122, which fixes a problem that doesn't exist. And then there's another one that I think I'll just say the jury's out a little bit, I think, but House File 2004 is one that has caught a lot of people's attention in the state. It mandates rumble strips on any paved road that comes up and intersects a primary road, a state primary road.
On any rumble strips on any hard road that hits a state road?
Yes.
Or intersection?
How's that going to do with our 50 foot that we got that hard surface coming up?
I don't think that'll count, because it clearly says a paved road, no unpaved roads apply, and the road itself is still unpaved in that situation. Because the rumble strips, there's it's flexible, but there are design criteria for rumble strips. What, I think there's a couple things that catch my attention. First of all, I don't know why the state wants a power grab, but what we do on county roads is why we have county engineers and boards of supervisors. And for them to start dictating what happens beyond their right-of-way is, it should be a red flag to anybody, period. Secondly, this is where you get into legalese, but one of the things that was noted by this gentleman that oversees, you know, keeps an eye on everything, is that there is some language in the bill that suggests that if counties don't comply, it actually exempts cities, it exempts incorporated entities, I believe. I've only read the bill once, but there is some exemption in there. It alludes to the possibility that the state could come in and do it and then bill it back to counties, which I have, and everybody should have a huge problem with when all of a sudden they're writing legislation that opens up the possibility that they'll go out onto your roads, do something that they think should be done, and then give you the bill and say thanks. I mean, that's just not the way to do business. So that's a bad way to start things off. So
they must be picking on you guys like they do on the auditors, because there's a bill out there that if a county is not running their elections properly, the state can come in and run.
Yes, because the state does things
they
so well.
None of us counties are capable of doing anything correctly.
They're notorious for being the cream of the crop on everything. So those are just a couple. I don't know what'll happen or anything. I have not contacted anybody because I really just kind of came to my attention into last week. So there may be more. I'll give you guys a heads up. We may end up just having a work session to stuff. But I am going to contact eventually once he gives good updates about where they're at in a process. And there's another bill out there that he's got concern with too. And to be honest with you, I read it and I was more confused than I was anything. It's another one where I don't understand why they're writing it or who they're writing it, but it was a mess. So it's the start of that season. I don't know why we have to do this every year, but it is. So
if this would go through on that Senate File 2122, what would that do to that bridge on Links Road?
That won't affect that because that's not a sea level. I mean, that's a A level gravel road.
How about the one down on the bottom ground? Did we close some of that off?
Well, I mean, what it will do in general is that not a single one of our sea levels comply with that language.
Yeah.
And I think statewide, I would be shocked if most of them comply, because I mean, it's not uncommon for there to be a little stub of gravel before you turn into a dirt road. I mean, we have it all over the place. It just doesn't make sense because, again, the residents have already asked for it. We have followed through with their request, and we've actually rejected sea level requests because of even one or two people that weren't willing to sign or stuff like that. So I'm assuming it has to do with one unhappy person somewhere. Hopefully it gains some common sense and gets dealt with, but either way, there's just a couple things out there. There's probably a couple more things when I have more time to take a look. So anyway, that's it for me, just the start of the season for that.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Jared, you got any good news?
No bad news either. But,
we'll take that.
Pretty normal. Keeping busy. Got a subdivision up for review this week. We've been plugging ahead as time allows with the land use ordinances, and we're also getting ready to kick off the update to the hazard mitigation plan with a meeting early March for that. That's kind of got a tighter time frame there, but overall that's just I'm generally going to be updating the existing plan. So apart from that, nothing new to report.
Thanks, Jared. Didn't miss anybody. Correspondence. I found some in my mailbox. Regarding Bridgeport Bridge, Des Moines County and Lee County, Iowa. Dear Chairman Broker, I have an interest in the historic Bridgeport Bridge over the Skunk River southwest of Burlington. The bridge is no longer used for vehicular traffic, but is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It was built in 1902. It is the Pennsylvania-style Pratt truss structure and is thought to be the last remaining bridge of this type in Iowa. My great-great-grandfather, Titus Brockway, was an early pioneer in the area when he raised a large family on a farm within a few miles of the bridge. Our family has had close ties to the Burlington area since the 1830s. When a newer bridge was built to replace it in 1985, residents of Des Moines County asked that the historic structure be kept in place as a county landmark. Residents of Lee County likewise called for keeping the historic bridge spanning the Skunk River. I asked permission to make a visual inspection of the bridge this spring. I would be joined by William D. Ashton, engineer from Davenport. Bill has considerable experience working with historic bridge structures. We would like to evaluate the structure prior to a future meeting with you. There will be no charge for our visual inspection. We look forward to visiting the bridge, We look forward to visiting the bridge and sharing our findings with you. Sincerely, Randy Brockway, Riverside, Illinois. He's not going to charge us. Imagine my relief. And I think you've mentioned that at one time, so
We talked about that bridge in a work session, what, 6 months ago or something. And this is about the old bridge that's 1,000 foot downstream and hasn't seen anything. So, anyway, I got the same letter.
We'll receive it, I guess.
Lee County got the same letter. One of the county supervisors asked me about it.
I'm sure that issue will come up again and we'll get a chance to talk about that.
Yep.
Sheriff Johnstone, you're still in time for.
Brian must have just got done, right?
Well, now that you mention it.
Well, that took a while.
You just walked in.
Oh, gosh. Well, we had a bit of a busy weekend. Of course, we have trials going on today, so we're business as usual with a twist, so it's all good. I don't know how we doing at the jail.
Doing good.
Okay, good. He's ready to ship off his other people. Keep bringing them to him. I think he gets a little upset.
As soon as they get a couple of those people convicted, you can get rid of some of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. I heard your Deputy Beard's gone to start training with your canine.
Yeah, this is his first day. He's over there, maybe yesterday was his first day, so he's soaking it all up. And I talked to him Friday. He was very excited about it. So it's a cool time for him, and he can't hardly wait to get over there. So the process has began. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, we're excited.
No other correspondence. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $658,549.06.
Move to approve.
Terry?
Are you going to second that?
Yeah, second. Okay. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Sorry.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I was just getting ready to say, see, I wasn't so bad last week, was I?
Yes, I haven't been here for a week, so I've got to get back up to speed.
Get the routine.
Incidentally, for the press, some of these $658,000, this includes money for the Seal Region. I think it's over $350,000. So whenever we read these, this includes money for the entities that we're the fiscal agent for, and so we're the fiscal agent for the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region. So all their expenses run through Des Moines County.
Glad we got that cleared up.
No call talking about fiscal agents. I got that phone call inquiring, wanting to know if we'd want to be a fiscal agent for another entity, and I told them no.
Okay. Somebody called me, and I told them they were talking to the wrong person, and I gave them your number.
Yeah. I said, no thanks.
That's good. Iowa Region 16 Local Workforce Development Area Chief Elected Official Liability Agreement. This would be Supervisor Carey.
Yeah. That, I had the county attorney's office, Todd, looked over this, and he said it's okay. Go ahead and sign it. It's everything's legit. Now, it's what we need to get compliance in our Region 16. We have to have a an agreement between the four counties. That'd be Henry, Louisa, and Lee, and Des Moines County. So that's what this agreement is all about. So I guess we
just another state initiative.
Just another state issue. So yesterday I had a meeting yesterday up in Muscatine. We met with Clinton, Muscatine, Jackson, and Scott County. And they're doing the same thing on the same agreement, trying to get theirs compliant. And if we don't get our Region 16 compliant by June the 30th, we're gonna lose our funding. So we're real close to getting ours done. And we met up there because we wanna get a letter of intent to join these four counties and have them, they're gonna get a letter of intent to join us four counties and have it up to the state for their, in April for their meeting up there, because we would like to keep these counties together, or otherwise they're gonna send us from the Mississippi River, the bottom part of Iowa, through the Missouri River. And it's a no-win situation if that happens to us. Well, I guess what I'm doing, I'm asking your blessing, so when this comes available, that I can sign for Des Moines County.
Yeah, do what we want, and we'll take away your money. That's how the state and the federal.
Yeah. So anyway, for now, if we just receive that and...
You don't want to vote on it, accept or anything, just receive it?
Well, yeah.
I'll support if Todd says it's okay, and that's what we need to.
Okay.
So I would move to approve this Iowa this agreement.
Okay, I'll second it then.
Terry?
John Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
You want this just stamped or signed?
We've got other copies, so if we'll stamp this one here. So we've got that, and we're having another meeting tomorrow. Matter of fact, I think the Southeast Iowa Region Planning is going to be at this meeting, so you're official agent lined up and everything. So
it's a good time to roll.
Yeah, hope so.
We have a personnel action, auditor. We have Kathy Hausman. Clerk 2, a 6-month step increase. The previous rate was $26,303.72. The new rate is $30,523.49.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have reports. We have the Sheriff's Monthly Report from January 2020. Reports report of fees collected for January 2020. These reports will be on file at the Auditor's Office and available for public review. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I'm just give the report on the meeting we had with Dean, and I had a meeting with Russ, and we approved the budget, and we're staying the same at $8,000 for our fees, so.
Good.
And 2% raise for the health.
I attended by phone the Southeast Iowa Link, the Board of Governors meetings, and like Ken went through, we refused Southeast Iowa Link membership to Muscatine County. Again, there's just the risk to our region, you know, the, both the clients and the taxpayers is unacceptable to me. And Grove Greater Burlington had a meeting this morning. They had new members, introduced new members, and then they went through their, they've got a talent pipeline initiative, you know, that they're reaching out to the high schools and SCC and different places, try to, you know, work on the workforce. That sounded kind of interesting. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.